This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
On Newsmax TV as well as USA Radio, if you're watching right now, we are on radio 3 hours a day, USA Radio. Just call your local conservative talk radio station and let them know you want your war every single day. You want to go to war with Wayne Allyn Root. Tell them to contact USA Radio at usaradio.com. That's my syndicator. We'll get you on in your local station. In the meantime, you can listen to us every day at tunein.com or go to get the TuneIn app on your phone, on your cell phone, your iPhone, your device. Get the TuneIn app. It's free. And just type in KBDT. KBDT. Flagship station in Dallas, Texas. Big D Talk. KBDT. Isn't that ironic? I was the only kid who ever grew up in New York, a Dallas Cowboy fan. I love the Cowboys with all my heart. Every cell in my body, I love the Dallas Cowboys from the time I was 5 years old. And now we're based in Dallas on USA Radio Network, KBDT. Good things happen to those who wait. Also, if you are listening right now on radio all around the United States on one of our 30-plus affiliates around the country, you can watch us every day in the third hour at NewsmaxTV.com, stream live on YouTube. Go find the Newsmax TV stream. Or you can watch on Channel 349, DirecTV, Channel 216 Dish, or cable systems around the country like Fios and UVerse. Also, we love you to call in. It's the most caller-friendly show in the United States of America. I love taking calls, and we have no guests tonight, so it's just me and you. And we take those calls at a new national toll-free number. Toll-free, costs you nothing, anywhere in the United States to talk with Wayne. 833-WAR-TALK. Talk with War. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, that's 833-927-8255. All right, we're taking your calls. In the meantime, the big news story of the day, of course, the attack in Toronto, Canada. We don't at this moment know for sure it's a terror attack or an Islamic terror attack, but it sure looks like a terror attack. It has the markings of an ISIS or Islamic extremist terror attack. There are at least 9 dead. There are at least 16 injured at this moment. We know that the person who did it's been described as angry and Middle Eastern in the way he looks. We know others have described him as having a Middle Eastern accent in the way he sounds. So this is every marking of an ISIS terror attack or ISIS-inspired terror attack. You know, Canada is one of those liberal countries. They elected a moron as their prime minister, Trudeau, just like his father before him, total moron, Justin Trudeau, who's so into diversity and making his country a hotbed of you know, a mixing pot and a melting pot of people from all over the world. And all that's great as long as those people from all over the world are all people who believe in assimilation and who believe in being nice to Christians and Jews. But if you come to our countries in North America or anywhere in Western civilization and you don't like Jews, you have a hatred for Jews, you have a hatred for Christians and a hatred for Western civilization and a hatred for capitalism, it's trouble. It's bad news. So the end result is we got trouble tonight in Toronto. It's on the North American continent. We probably have police, I'm sure, on the lookout all over the United States for, you know, ISIS type of terror attacks. Again, the phone number, 833-WAR-TALK. If you want to talk about it, 833-927-8255. I'm sure it's not a coincidence, by the way, that the G7 ministers of security are in Toronto for talks today. G7 summit held at Toronto, University of Toronto. These are the foreign affairs ministers and the security ministers of the biggest countries in the world, all in Toronto, so it can't be a coincidence. Other big news story, a Pakistani Christian girl has been murdered in an acid attack after refusing to marry a Muslim. A Pakistani Christian girl murdered in an acid attack after refusing to marry a Muslim. This happened in Pakistan. 25-year-old girl named Asma Yaqub from the city of Sialkot, working as a beautician. She had a Muslim suitor. She dated him. He wanted her to convert to Islam and marry her. She turned him down. He set her on fire. She suffered burns on 90% of her body, and she died from that acid attack. So again, you know, like Donald Trump, on the day the whole world was down on him, the day he declared for president, who wound up winning the presidency? Donald Trump. Because when you tell the truth, the truth is the truth. And Donald Trump didn't say everyone coming from Mexico is bad. He never said that. He said that many of the people coming from Mexico are bad, and some of them, I assume, he said, are good. And they are. There are some very good people coming, too, and some nice people, and some people who just want to better their lives. But I would say the same thing about the Muslim people. Not everybody's bad. I'm not saying everybody's bad, but you have to accept the fact there are bad ones among them, and many of them are bad, coming from war-torn Islamic nations who hate America and Christianity and Judaism and Israel and everything we stand for, and women having power and freedom. They hate it. And so we just need extreme vetting. You've got to be very careful that you don't let people into your country who are dangerous. Now, just an example that proves me right. Angela Merkel denounces the new anti-Semitism from Arab refugees. These are people she's led into her country. Angela Merkel, I've said it time and time again, is not a very smart person. She led in 1.5 million migrants and refugees from Muslim countries, and now she denounces the new anti-Semitism because there was a terrible incident on the streets of her country, Germany, in Berlin, and somebody was very, very, very vicious and violent towards a Jew and screaming anti-Semitic epithets. And now she woke up to the fact that, oh, yeah, I feel bad. There's anti-Semitism from the Arab refugees, and we don't stand for that. We don't like that. Wake up, Angela Merkel. You're just waking up to that now? Are you kidding me? Are you joking? You must know that Palestinian children are taught from almost the day they're born. You know, the Jews murder children and drink the blood of children and have horns. And you must know that in Arab countries there's tremendous amounts of ignorance and hatred and preaching of hatred by even imams and people of respect and religion and political leaders who say you're supposed to kill Jews, it's okay to kill Jews. If you kill Jews and suicide, become a suicide bomber and knock off enough people, we'll name a street after you in Palestine. You didn't know that? Really? You're a world leader. You had no idea the trouble you were letting in your country. How ridiculous. I just don't want that coming to my country. I don't want rapes and rape epidemics like they have in Sweden and Germany coming to my country. I don't want terror attacks like we assume might have happened on the streets of Toronto today. I'm being very careful, even though you all know I think it was a terror attack, an ISIS planned or ISIS inspired, and it was a Middle Eastern guy. It's very clear what happened. People don't rent vans and mow people over on the sidewalk other than terrorist attacks. Another issue I think is very important to Americans. Mexico murder rate soars with 7,667 killed in the last 3 months. 7,000, let that sink in, 7,667 killed in the last 3 months. You know, when we have like 900 killed in Chicago in a year, we think that's unbelievable. It is. It's the worst killing fields in the United States of America. But 7,667 killed in 3 months in Mexico, and in the last year, 25,339 people killed in Mexico, the highest number ever recorded, because they only started monitoring about 10 years ago, and it's the highest number in those 10 years. So this is the highest number ever in a quarter, and the highest number ever recorded in a year. And Americans don't seem to understand how much violence and poverty and despair is in our southern border. And then further below it, Central America, Nicaragua going through unrest. Below that, South America, Venezuela going through starvation, rioting, unrest, murder in the streets. Of course they all want to come to America. Of course everybody wants to come to the United States of America. Do we want to let them in? I don't think so. I just had this discussion on my radio show in the last hour. I said, you know, when a beautiful woman is smart and beautiful, she can date anyone she wants in the world. Is she under an obligation to date every single man that says, I'd like to date you? Or does she only pick the best of the best? If she's smart, she picks the best of the best. If she has any sort of taste, she weeds out the worst of the worst. Why shouldn't America have the same options as a beautiful young lady? Why should America be any different? Why should we be under an obligation to say yes to every person who wants to enter our country? No matter how poor they are, no matter how unskilled they are, no matter if they speak our language, no matter if they don't know our history, no matter if they want to violate our Constitution, no matter if they're criminals with massive criminal records, no matter if they have gang back tattoos up and down their arms and all over their face signifying they're murderers, part of a violent gang in places like Guatemala, no big deal. Let them all in. That was Obama's philosophy, and that's why California is a 100% Democrat state now, because they flooded the state with future Democratic voters, criminals, felons, rapists, murderers. And yes, as Donald Trump would say, some of them were nice, but they were all poor, and they all wanted welfare from the first moment they got here. They all wanted food stamps from the first moment they got here. They all wanted free health care, and don't forget Social Security. What if they come here and they're 63 years old? You mean you should come to America, work for 2 years, and they get Social Security for the rest of your life? Really? What if they come here and they're pregnant? The minute you get here, you drop a baby, and you should get everything paid for, including your hospital bill, for the rest of your life? Really? And for that kid, for the rest of his life? And that kid should be an American citizen because you drop him when you get to America over the border? And you get assigned a lawyer and the taxpayers have to pay for it? And all of this bill is on the taxpayers, the American people? You think that's right? I don't think so. We'll talk more about it when we get back. We'll see what you think. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Free anywhere in the United States. Numerically, 833-927-8255. We get back. Some of the big news stories. Great news in the economy again. Donald Trump, great job. I'll tell you more about it. We'll have a great guest tomorrow talking about the great economy. And there's a sex cult in Hollywood. What a surprise. These are the people giving you political advice. Wait till you hear what goes on in Hollywood. Wayne Allyn Root, more now. Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Right back at you.
Unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
For some reason, being unpatriotic has become a trend as a way to protest perceived injustices in our country. But true patriots understand that America stands for liberty and justice for all. Standing for the flag and our national anthem is a sign of respect for the liberties and freedoms fought for by millions who made the ultimate sacrifice for this great nation. If you stand for the flag and kneel before the cross, show your position through apparel and merchandise from the Patriot Depot. Patriot Depot has hats, shirts, mugs, books, and other articles that show our beliefs in the First and Second Amendments. Go to PatriotDepot.com now and enter code USA at checkout. Find novelties, bumper stickers, clothing, flags, books, and more. PatriotDepot.com merchandise allows true patriots to express their opinions. Check it out right now. PatriotDepot.com. PatriotDepot.com. And enter code USA at checkout. War now!
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, welcome back. War Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. Some developments over the weekend. I see we have a full deck of calls. I appreciate that. I love when you call in. We'll talk to you in a sec. A couple of issues I want to get to first. Mitt Romney thought he was a shoo-in to win the Republican Senate nomination in Utah. Whoever wins that nomination is going to be a shoo-in, or whoever wins the primary now is going to be a shoo-in to win for U.S. Senate in that state. The Republicans, I would assume, has a huge, huge, huge advantage in Utah to win. Probably like 99 out of 100 he'll win. But can Mitt Romney win the primary? Now, he thought he'd get the nomination without a primary battle. And the actual nomination convention went on this past weekend, and Mitt Romney came in second in Utah, the all-Mormon state that loves Mitt Romney. He came in second to Mike Kennedy, who's a state representative in Utah. Kennedy's a doctor and a lawyer. State Representative Mike Kennedy. And so Mitt Romney comes in second. That means he's forced into a runoff. Kennedy won with 51% of the vote, Mitt Romney with 49. He fell far short of the 60% needed to clinch the nomination outright, so now there's a primary. And I can't think of anyone who deserves it more than Mitt Romney. You know, look, again, if he wins, it doesn't matter how often I'm mad at him, he's better than a Democrat. Okay, I support a Republican over a Democrat 100 out of 100 times, or maybe, let me not say that, let me say 99 out of 100. I'll always take a Republican, even the worst Republican, like Mitch McConnell, right? Mitch McConnell's terrible, but Mitch McConnell is the reason we've got Neil Gorsuch in the United States Supreme Court. He still was willing to stand up the only time in his life he ever stood up. I can't stand the guy, but he fought hard to make sure that the Supreme Court nominee would be named by the next president, and it turned out to be Donald Trump. It was a long shot that he'd even win. Trump would win. It was a long shot that McConnell could last till the victory, and then if Clinton had won, it wouldn't have mattered. But Mitch McConnell was the hero of that, and he's a guy I can't stand. I can't stand Paul Ryan. But yet, Paul Ryan was instrumental in passing the Trump tax cuts. And he fought hard for the repeal of Obamacare as well. And I can't stand the guy, and I think he's wrong most of the time. But guess what? He's still better than any Democrat. And Neil Gorsuch just voted in a bad way on a Supreme Court decision involving immigration, who's allowed to be deported, who's not. I disagree with him. He sided with the four liberal justices, four liberal jurists. I disagree with him, but I'm sure most of the time I'll agree with him. And he's better than anyone a Democrat could name. So again and again, so I feel the same way about Mitt Romney. Like, I can't stand Jeff Sessions as Attorney General, right? Can't stand him. I want Trump to fire him. Sessions got to go. But even that, he's still better than Loretta Lynch. He's still better than Eric Holder. Far better. At least he's willing to attack California on their sanctuary policy and illegal immigration and issues like deportation. Some things he's good at, but most of the time, I don't like Jeff Sessions. So again, even if I don't like a Republican, they're better than a Democrat. I can't stand Mitt Romney anymore. I used to love him in 2012, and I supported him to defeat Obama. But the reality is he turned into a terrible turncoat. What he did to Trump was disgusting. The press conference he held was disgusting. I begged Donald Trump in writing, in public, not to ever consider him for Secretary of State, and he didn't. He considered him, but I mean not to allow him to be Secretary of State, and he didn't. And I don't like Mitt Romney, but if he wins the primary, look, I'll support Mitt Romney as the United States Senator. He's still better than any Democrat in the world. But it just goes to show you that the rhinos think they can always win. And he was the ultimate rhino, and Utah is a Republican state, but filled with Mormon Republicans who love and respect the Romney family. And I get that. They still made a choice of Mike Kennedy, an unknown state senator, over Mitt Romney. Who would have ever thought he had a chance, right? He had a chance. He won. At least he finished in first place, I should say. Now we'll see what he can do in the actual primary. Cher, I was going to tell you about a Hollywood cult, a Hollywood sex cult. Cher rages against Donald Trump. She calls him a cancer ravaging our nation. And if you ever wanted to know why you shouldn't listen to Hollywood people, here's a good story that shows you why you shouldn't listen to Hollywood people. It's a sex cult, and it's pronounced Nexium. It's spelled N-X-I-V-M. N-X-I-V-M. It's pronounced Nexium. And the Smallville actress named Allison Mack, 35 years old, best known for playing Superman's platonic girlfriend in the TV series Smallville, has been arrested on charges of sex trafficking and forced labor for her role in the Nexium sex slave cult. She was recruiting beautiful women to become sex slaves. And these women are branded, you know, like cattle, with the initials of the founder of Nexium. KR is branded into their body. They're blackmailed and they're beaten with paddles. And women who wish to join the sisterhood are required to provide nude photos or other damaging information about themselves, all to be used for future blackmail. And they do it and they join. And she was recruiting them, allegedly. These are the people giving you advice from Hollywood. Cher says Trump is a cancer, but Obama was great while the economy was dying. Wasn't he just great? I'll give you proof the economy's doing great when I get back. We'll be right back. Wayne Allen Root, War Now. Root for Blue Blocker sunglasses. How good are Blue Blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space, and over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue Blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue Blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a Blue Blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for Blue Blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll-free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator-style Blue Blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll-free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now.
USA Radio News.
Tragedy struck in downtown Toronto, Canada today when a van jumped the curb and started mowing down people. Peter Yoon is a Toronto Police Deputy Chief. He has an update on the fatalities.
We can confirm for you tonight, right now, we have 9 people that are dead. 16 that are injured. Toronto Police Service has mobilized all available resources, and I can assure the public all our available resources have been brought in to address this tragic situation.
Murder suspect Travis Reinking was arrested earlier today in Nashville, Tennessee. Reinking is accused of killing four people at a Waffle House this weekend. Nashville Mayor David Riley spoke shortly after the arrest.
A tip from the community is what led to the arrest today, and their being vigilant was really an important part of what happened today.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1130.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metals dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
All right, welcome back to the show. Wayne Allen Root, Horn Now, Newsmax TV, USA Radio. We had a full slate of callers. It was jammed, and for some reason they dropped off. And we've only got one, which I'll take in a sec. But we're waiting for the rest of you, 833-WAR-TALK. Get back on. Take your callers right now, 833-WAR-TALK. Excuse me. We changed our number. It's an 833-EXCHANGE. It's toll free. (9278255) Love to hear what you think. A couple of things about Trump. 14 states hit record low unemployment. Unbelievable. And it runs the gamut from conservative Texas to liberal California. Everybody's at record low unemployment. Fantastic job, Donald Trump. And how about this? The founder of Black Entertainment Television, his name is Robert Johnson, said today that Trump is bringing black workers back into the economy. He says the growing U.S. economy and improving business environment is bringing black workers back into the labor force. I'm sure he's going to get screamed at by liberals for that one, for breaking orthodoxy and going, saying something positive about a Republican president of the United States. Now, tomorrow night, we'll have a guest on the show. It's my great friend Mark Skousen. He is an economist. He is a finance advisor. He's got a stock newsletter. He's one of the most successful men in the business. He's the founder of Freedom Fest that happens every July here in Las Vegas, where I'm very often the opening speaker and very often in major debates defending Donald Trump and give speeches. And it's a very exciting couple of days in Las Vegas. I believe it's July 11th through 14th this year in Las Vegas. You can look it up, freedomfest.com. He'll be our guest tomorrow. He's developed a way of measuring economic growth that he has told me for a year now is far more effective than GDP, gross domestic product. And he says that his measurement of growth, and he's not even a big Trump fan. He was never a fan of Trump. He's a Republican, but he never supported Trump in the presidential primary. He's not a fan of Trump. And yet he now thinks Trump is doing a fabulous job with the economy. His measurement of economic growth shows that we are in a boom, an economic explosion like the Reagan days. And it also shows that GDP, which he says is not as effective in measurement, the Fed, the Atlanta Fed, I believe, predicted GDP was going to be, like maybe 2.7% in the first quarter. He says it's going to be more like 3 or 4%, much higher than they think. So we'll have Mark Skousen on tomorrow to tell us about his measurement of the economy and what a great job Trump is doing. We are booming. Let's take some calls. Let's take line one, David in New Hampshire, about the Toronto attack. David, you're on with Wayne Allyn Root. How are you?
I am doing really good, and I'm really glad I was able to get you on the line here. I can't believe everybody else dropped off the phone, because I just wanted to say that you are awesome on Newsmax, man. You're my good news. That's what you are.
Well, thank you, David. You wanted to talk about the Toronto attack, though. What was your thoughts on that?
Yeah, my thoughts on that is another example of how obviously excellent Trump is with his immigration policy and him wanting to, be very vetting with whoever is coming in. I mean, it's extremely obvious that these people all coming in droves are doing it just even to cover up, the bad element in there.
Extreme ideology. David, let's call it extreme ideology. That's what they're covering up when they come into our country, and we don't want them here. People that do not believe in assimilation and people do not love America. Agreed?
Exactly. The Constitution is something that is timeless. It is very effective, and it has been from the beginning. And the way that our forefathers set it up was for situations like this also, in all situations, to promote individual choice as far as gaining ground with work ethic and with, the Christian work ethic.
Yeah. Well, look, the beauty of America is we don't discriminate against any religion. I'm not against Islam, and there are temples, Muslim temples all over this country, and nobody is stopping them from building their Muslim temples, their religious areas of meeting, their version of a church. No one's stopping that. But on the other hand, in America, we don't want a religion that tries to hurt anybody else or hate anyone else or murder anyone else. And the Islamic religion, check out the Quran. It says you either convert to Islam or we're allowed to kill you or make you a slave or take over your entire civilization. And that's what they have done, the Islamic race has done in every country in the world where they become a majority. They take over every institution and they religiousize everything. Everything becomes about their religion. Everything, what you can do, what you can wear, what you can think, what you can watch on TV, what you can see in a movie, the length of women's skirts, whether women are allowed to go out. All of a sudden, everything is about religion. That's not America. That's not what America is about. So we have to be very careful that we don't let everybody into our country, just anybody and everybody who wants to come in. Of course they want to come in. Does that mean we have to let them in? No. Extreme vetting. Stay extreme, Donald Trump. That's a good kind of extreme. Hey, David from New Hampshire. Thanks for the call. Jane from Massachusetts. Line two. We've got Jane. Hey, Jane, you're on with Wayne Root. How are you?
Hi, Wayne. Love your show. Listen,
thank you.
I hear Hillary complaining again today about the right, why she didn't win. I don't understand why she didn't win when she had all that corruption behind her. The FBI, the DOJ, and don't forget Droopy Eye Soros. That's why God sent us Trump. And that's why God told Noah to build the ark, because of the corrupt.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Jane. You know, it's a miracle that she didn't win. It's just an absolute, stark-raving, freaking miracle that she didn't win the presidency. And we are all very lucky because America would be gone. I mean, look, even with Trump, he's doing great things. We're still under such attack, and Trump's under such attack. If he wasn't the strongest man in the world, my gosh, we would be in so much trouble, and we still are in a lot of trouble. He's helping. He's making it a little better day by day. But you look at what's being taught in colleges around this country, and you look at what's happening in colleges shutting down conservative thought, and you look at Facebook and Twitter and YouTube and Google shutting down conservative thought and conservative websites. We're all in a lot of trouble, and free speech is not being protected in this country. Liberals don't believe in free speech. They believe in banning and censorship. Terrible, terrible people. What's happening is awful. It's awful. We got to keep working hard on networks like this, Newsmax TV, to get the word out. But the vast majority of Americans think like you and me, Jane. We love Donald Trump, don't you? Oh, I think we lost Jane. All right, Jane's gone.
There you go.
I was asking you a question, Jane.
That's why we call him the Great White Hope, Donald Trump.
There we go. All right, Jane, thank you for the call. By the way, I've made the comment many times. He's not a white hope. He's a hope for white people, black people, Hispanic people, Muslim people, Christian people, Jewish people, gay people. It doesn't matter what your race, religion, sex, sexual orientation. I don't care what you are. You're doing better under Donald Trump. He's not the great white hope. He's the great hope of everyone, every American. He's making America great again, and Mara, he's making America rich again. That's the deal. I know he won because of the white middle class and the white working class. Heck, I predicted it. I wrote the book, Angry White Male. But even in that book, I said he's going to be good for black people, Hispanic people, gay people, everyone, women, you name it. He's good for your pocketbook. And in the end, that's what matters. All right, let's take some calls. We've got Mary Rose, who's called us so many times, line four in Melrose Park, Illinois. Mary Rose, great to have you back. What's on your mind?
Hi, Wayne. I just want to say with this illegals, what I don't understand is three simple words. Illegal means illegal. Okay? DACA, to me, nightmares. American dream, people, us citizens, we're going backwards. People our age. Okay? I'm like 60. My husband's 60, almost 62. We're going backwards. And I don't blame Donald Trump. I blame Obama, the welfare pimp.
Well, and Mary Rose, you also got to blame the Congress, some of whom are Republican troublemakers, too. The poor lines of the world. Yeah. So, I mean, it's all of them. They're all terrible.
Exactly.
Mary Rose, here's something you wouldn't even know about. Listen to this story, Mary Rose. I want you to hear this. Because you're a person of great common sense. So, in Las Vegas, we got a guy running for office here. And I won't even discuss his name on national TV, and I won't discuss his office he's running for. But he's running for office, and I met him at a Republican event a month ago. And he seemed very normal to me. He seemed like a nice guy. Okay? And seemed like a normal guy and a good candidate, because he's well-spoken and actually a good-looking guy. So I thought, hey, might be a good candidate. He's on the front page of today's newspaper that 3 years ago he was arrested. He was a probation officer. He was arrested for having sex with a teenage pregnant inmate. and he pled to a lesser charge. So he didn't get convicted of sexual assault. He pled to something about endangering a minor or something like that. And he's now running for office in a Republican primary. And forget about the fact that he did this and then he pleaded guilty to it. And now he wants to say, well, I was innocent. And those women lied about me. How could you run for office with that in your background and not think anybody would care and not think anybody would find out? That's the ego, and that's the psychopaths who choose politics as their career in life. I'm beginning to think, no matter what you think about them on the outside, every one of these people that runs for office, 9 out of 10, are psychopaths on the inside. They're egomaniacs and psychopaths, and there's something wrong with them, and their mental illness leads them to run for office so they can say how great they are. Can you believe that guy would run for office, Mary Rose? Hard to believe. Oh, she's off the line. All right. People listen and they get off the line. They want my response and then they're gone. Their response. I can't even believe I met him at an event. And he was not just accused. He was arrested for having sex with a teenage pregnant inmate. Lost his job in law enforcement. Pleaded guilty in lesser charges. Lost his job. Now he's running for public office. What does he take us for? Morons? Who would vote for that? Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. This is the quality of political candidates. Be right back. Root, I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU.
For years, I watched people walk into hotels carrying a pillow, and I used to wonder why. But that was before I got a MyPillow. I understand now because I can't sleep well at all without using my pillow because it stays cool all night. Doesn't wake up in the middle of the night to flip it over. Keeps its shape. You don't have to get up in the middle of the night, fluff the pillow. 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, just send it back. And a 10-year warranty. What pillow have you got that's got a 10-year warranty? What pillow have you got that you can just throw into the washer or dryer? It comes out like new. Usually you do that with your dollar store pillow, you end up with a washer or dryer full of feathers. And by the way, it's made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the 4-pack special, enter promo code USA, 2 MyPillow premium pillows, 2 go anywhere pillows for half off. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and use promo code USA.
Want to add 3 more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just 3 of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129 or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info. Cruisenow.info.
War now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The March of Dimes and HCA Healthcare are committed to the best possible start for every baby. I'm Amy Casseri, Vice President of HCA Women and Children's Services, where we have the honor of delivering over 200,000 babies a year. We partner with the March of Dimes on research and fundraising to help build a brighter future for babies everywhere. So march with us on one of the many HCA teams assembled nationwide. Learn more at marchforbabies.org/HCA.
Show, really big show. Wayne Allyn Root. Last segment. We move into the last segment of the show. Welcome to the week, last week of April. Another week with Warren Al, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. My website, rootforamerica.com. I'd love to hear from you. My email is wayneroot@gmail.com. And by the way, that's my real email, and I'm the only one who uses it, and I'm the only one who reads all of your comments, and I respond to many of your comments. Not all of them, but as many as I can get to. Almost every person I respond to is in a state of shock. It's real, you, Wayne? Yeah, I answer my own emails, wayneroot@gmail.com, and I'd love to hear from you. I love my fans, and I appreciate every single one of you. I appreciate the blessing from God of this show and every one of you on radio and TV, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. And if you want to contact Newsmax TV and tell them you want more of War Now, an expanded role of this show, just to contact them at war@newsmax.com. war@newsmax.com. As far as the comments about me, and like in the show, send them to me, and I get them up on the screen, and we talk about them on the show a couple times a week. So it's wayneroot@gmail.com or war@newsmax.com. All right, we'll take some calls right now. We've got Gene in Georgia, line one. Gene in Georgia wants to talk about the classes affected by Trump. All right, Gene, what's on your mind? You're on with Wayne Root.
Hello, how do you do?
Hey, Gene, how are you?
Okay.
So tell me, are you a fan of Trump or you don't like Trump? Let's start with that.
Well, I like him pretty good. He's not too weird.
But all right, so what classes are affected by Trump?
I want to know how the tax cuts were affecting all the classes, or did it just favor the rich?
Well, you want my honest answer on that?
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, it does favor the rich, but so what? Of course it favors the rich. They pay all the taxes, so if you're going to give a tax cut, you can't give $1 million back to someone who paid $5,000. You can only give $1 million back to someone who paid $10 million. So, yeah, it's always a tax cut's always going to favor the wealthier group, but it gave money back to everyone. I personally would have structured it differently. I would have made it more to the middle class and a little less to corporations. You still would have heard it favored the rich because, in the end, the more someone makes, the more they pay in taxes. Therefore, the more they get back if there's a tax cut. So it'll always favor the rich. So what? They create all the jobs. But I would have made it more for the individual than the corporations. And I would have done it in two phases. And the second one would have been more for the corporations. The first one I would have given to the individuals because that's how Republicans would get elected in 2018. If your feeling is, hey, everybody's got an extra $100 a month in their paycheck, well, they're going to vote Republican because of that. Well, what would they vote if they had $500 extra in their paycheck instead of $100? So I would have aimed at individuals more. I would have changed it a little bit Donald Trump aimed it at corporations. But in general, it's good for everyone. If you give me back $5.10, that's better than Obama, who stole $8,000 from me every single month. You're giving me back $5, I'll take plus five instead of minus $8,000. Now, would I like it to be plus $8,000? Yes. But I'll take plus anything is the point I'm trying to make. Middle-class people are seeing more money in their paychecks. That's a fact, and that's good. I would have given them more. So that's my honest answer. What say you?
Well, it makes good sense, but I was wondering if since most of the people are not the richest people, wouldn't it benefit and be fair to more equally distribute money to the people who need it most to raise their living, well, their standard of living?
Well, you could only give money back to people who paid in the first place. Otherwise, it's a welfare payment. If I give you an extra $10,000 a year, but you only paid $1,000 in taxes, that's called $9,000 in welfare. I can only give you back $10,000 if you paid $100,000. I'm giving you 10% back. So, I mean, the people who pay the most are always going to get the biggest cut. But the question is, could you have given more to working class and middle class? Yes, you could have, because most of this tax cut went to corporations, not to people, not to individuals. So you could have skewered it more towards the individual, and I would have. That's what I would have done. I've made it very clear on this show. I would have. But corporations employ people, and they've proven that once we gave them all this money back, they hired a lot of people, and they gave bonuses to a lot of people. So a lot of things happened I didn't even expect that were much better than I expected. So I decided Trump was right. He did a good job. I still would have given more to the people. But that's my feeling, Gene. What can you do? It is what it is, and whatever you can get passed is what you can get passed in Congress. I hear Trump's coming back with a part two, and I'm sure that will be aimed at individuals to give us even more of a tax break. Thank you, Gene from Georgia. Let's grab one more call, and that is Mary from Alabama on line two. It's the last one I think we're going to get to tonight. Mary, you're on with Wayne Root. You got about 30 seconds. Go.
Me?
Yes, you're on, Mary. You're on with Wayne. How are you?
Oh, okay. Wayne, I've got a good idea for the Republicans.
Go
when
ahead.
When the Tea Party was putting all the Republican candidates up for re-election, they got in there, but what they did is Democrats ran for those positions, and when they got in there, they voted Democrat.
Right.
Why don't the Republicans smart up and start running their people for these Democratic seats that come up for election, and then when they get in there, they vote Republican?
You know, Mary, I think the best ideas come from the average American in this country. The rich people aren't as smart as the average American. I think you have a great point. Democrats are great at scamming us. Why don't we scam them back? How come they're always running people who portray themselves as Republicans? And how come their Democratic candidates even portray themselves, in many cases, as Republicans? Like the guy who won in that race in Pennsylvania. He portrayed himself as a Trump-loving Republican, and he won as a Democrat. Why don't we start doing that? Mary's right. I'm with Mary. Go, Mary. Good stuff. Lots of great ideas. I get great emails from all of you every day. WayneRoot@gmail.com. Keep sending me the great ideas. All my ideas, really, come from you. You got the brains. Be safe tonight. God bless all of you. And we'll see you tomorrow, especially the cops out there. You be safe. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.